Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening. It's an overcast day here in the nation's capital. Maybe our first substantial snowfall of the year on the way later today. It's been a mild winter, despite what the groundhog said earlier this month. I'm Burke Allen. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. And if you happen to be listening today in the metro New York City area, that's a free call. Our guest is Dr. Frederick James. Dr. James, the author of the controversial new economic and personal finance book called Spend, Don't Save. And Dr. James, a former cardiologist at the Children's Hospital Medical Center in Cincinnati and department head from Charles Drew University in Southern California in the Los Angeles area. He's also a very successful real estate investment and personal counselor, and that led him to pen this book, Spend, Don't Save. And Dr. Frederick James, welcome to the Burke Allen program. As we get started, it's in the news again. Fed Chair Ben Bernanke says the U.S. job market is, and I'm using Bernanke's words here, a long way from normal. He said it a couple of times testifying before Congress. And you, on the other hand, say, listen, this saving money is overrated. You say, and you even titled your book, Spend, Don't Save. So, Dr. James, have you gone off the deep end? What are you talking about here?
Well, first, thank you very much for inviting me on your program, Bert.
Well, you're welcome.
There's some things that we have to understand. One is that we live in an economy that depends upon two major things. One is spending and consumer confidence. So, therefore, if this economy is to operate, we must spend. And that being the case, savings seem to be counterproductive to having a good economy. So one would ask, well, why would you spend? Why would you say don't save, which is a conventional approach? Well, I don't use the word save as much as I use the word reserve. So saving is simply deferred spending. And if you spend and spend according to a goal, then you will always develop, you would begin to develop a healthy cash management approach to your finances and creating wealth.
Dr. Frederick W. James, our guest today, you can visit him online at frederickwjames.com. The book is Spend, Don't Save, How to Improve Your Financial and Physical Health by Power Spending. And I want to get into that piece where the money health really ties into the fiscal health and what you've seen in your years as a practicing physician on that. But first, you know, we talked about Fed Chair Bernanke and how he said that the job market's still far from healthy, although things are a little better and have certainly improved in the last year. Bernanke is again asking the folks right down the street from me here in Washington to reduce the long-term budget deficit, and he says, and I'm quoting here, Dr. James, we have a long way to go before the labor market can be said to be operating normally. Particularly troubling is the unusually high level of long-term unemployment. So if you've got someone who has been out of work for 6 months, a year, 18 months, and longer in some cases in this economy, can you really, with a clear conscience, ask them to spend and not save?
Well, yes. I think what we have learned from this economy, several things that's important, irrespective of what is happening in the news. Number one is that you cannot depend upon one single stream of income. So that means that we must become innovative to generate multiple streams of income. And the second thing we have to understand is that we, for whatever amount of cash that we have coming in, we have to take control of that and manage it according to our own personal goals rather than allowing others to take control of our cash flow. And thirdly, we must also develop a program where we can continually look at taking our disposable income, whatever income we have, whatever is coming in from whatever source, we must look at setting aside some of that for investing. It doesn't matter the amount, as long as you get into the discipline of setting aside some income for investing. And then the next is we must have a positive outlook, because if we have a positive outlook, we begin to generate new ideas and innovative ideas. And we need to operate always from whatever amount of cash that we have. We must have a goal and spend that cash according to our specific goal. And lastly, not lastly, but also importantly, is that we need to understand that the importance and value of having a coach or a mentor. And it does not have to be anything expensive, but it could be someone who is a relative or a friend, someone to talk to and coach you through whatever situation that you're in. So the key idea is that what is to generate another stream of income and to have guidance as we attempt to take control of our finances.
Frederick W. James, the author of Spend, Don't Save. It's available now in bookstores everywhere, and you can visit him online at frederickwjames.com. I'm Burke Allen. Our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. So one of the things that I thought was interesting that you said, Frederick, if I may call you that, is
sure.
That basically who wins the presidential election, which is what everybody in this town is talking about, really doesn't matter to about 99% of Americans in terms of what happens with their money and their personal and business finances.
Yes, you still have the responsibility of taking control of your finances, because those are events that you cannot control. You can vote according to the way that you want things to go, someone who thinks along the way that you do, but still, that is far removed. You must take, when it comes down to your dinner table, your dollar, you must take control of that, and whatever is available for you, take responsibility and direct your funds towards your own personal goals, rather than living from paycheck to paycheck or not having enough money to do this or that, feeding more of your wants than your needs. Whatever that is, you must develop that discipline yourself. So it doesn't matter who's in the White House. Whatever policies are there, you still have to manage your own personal finances.
Dr. Frederick W. James is a physician who practiced for many years in Cincinnati, the Children's Hospital there, also a tenured professor at Charles Drew University in Los Angeles, and is the author of Spend, Don't Save. One of the things that I loved about your book, along with the charts and the basics that you really tackle there, is this four-bucket system. It's this cash flow system that basically I think a lot of Americans go the wrong way on. And you say, essentially, to separate your personal cash into four buckets, and the first 10% of your income should go towards investing, second 10% should go into an emergency fund, a cash reserve fund, third 10% goes to charitable giving, and then the last 70% is your income towards living expenses, your mortgage, your car payment, your groceries, that sort of thing. Which of those three things, the investments, the emergency fund, or the charitable giving, do you think is most important?
The ultimate outcome of this is that what you're spending on your everyday living should be very, very low, and the bulk of your money should be going into the other two buckets, actually, your contributing and investing bucket. It is the development of the passive income is what's going to be sustaining as you grow, as you get older. So I would say that I tend to look at it, each bucket is extremely important in their own right. And what I say is that when you are managing your cash and allocating dollars to each of those buckets, whatever percentage you want to put into those buckets, then what you're doing now is developing personal balance, and you're having a more healthy financial program rather than focusing on just one bucket. But if that is happening during the beginning of your cash management, and certainly you want to I would say most people have the their concentration is in the expense bucket. They spend without a particular directed goal, and that's what you want to control. You want money in each of those buckets, and as you begin to perfect this system, you would then find that the bulk of your money will go into the primary two buckets, which will be investing and contribution or charitable giving.
Dr. Frederick W. James, our guest today. The book is Spend, Don't Save, and we're going to get into the relationship between your health, your physical health, and your financial health, and the good doctor has seen that correlation, and we're going to ask him about it in just a couple of minutes. Our number again, 718-506-1944. It's the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy
Jr. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. coming to a city near you. Pick up That's Life from Columbia Records in stores now. You're listening to the Burke Allen Show worldwide on the Blog Talk Radio Network at number 718-506-1944. We're talking moolah, cash, the big green. How to hang on to more of it. But Dr. Frederick W. James says, spend, don't save. And Frederick, I think what you're really saying is spend wisely and don't be stupid about it. Is that right?
That's correct. That's it. Don't be stupid about it. Spend it, and spend it according to what brings value to your life.
You talk about in this book, you have four pillars of what you call power spending. And I'm curious as to where you learned about money. As a guy who may be listening to this this broadcast who can barely rub two nickels together. Maybe he's a blue-collar guy. Maybe it's a lady who's a stay-at-home mom. You know, they may be listening to you, with all due respect, doctor, and saying, look, this guy is a physician. He's loaded. He's always been loaded. He's got big bucks. This is easy for him. So, I mean, did you come from a family with money? How did you learn about money?
I learned about money. My family was not wealthy, not rich. You would say that I don't use the word poor because being poor is a mental. I never thought of myself as being poor. We didn't have much money, but I was. I never considered myself poor, and I've always. I was introduced to business skills very, very early in life, and I always pride myself in knowing exactly whatever amount of money that I had at the end of the day or end of the week or end of the month. I could always track where that money went, and it balanced out at the end of any particular period. It was a game with me. So that's, and I maintained that throughout life. I track your money, and you will know just exactly what your belief system is. What your view of money is, and all of those things, and not being afraid to manage money. And money is not money is the tool that you use to get to where you want to go to. So I learned this by experience and watching and studying how an individual can manage money and be in control of their finances.
You know, Dr. James, my wife is in the medical field, and she says that the contrary to popular belief that physicians quite often, even though they may in many cases make a lot of moolah, are horrible money managers. And I guess at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter how much money you make, it's how much you can hang on to. Has that been your experience? Have you known other doctors and folks who have really nice six-figure incomes that just can't seem to stay ahead of the curve?
Oh yes, absolutely, and are illiterate in reference to financial instruments. The financial world is complicated and not well understood. And actually, they indicate that many feel that, well, I make so much money, I should not have to worry about it. But true enough, a lot of my colleagues that I've gone along have not been very good money managers, because they did not spend the time and attention to it. Good physicians, but not very good money managers.
Now, along with your financial background, as I mentioned earlier in the program, you're a former cardiologist, worked for many years at Children's Hospital Medical Center in Cincinnati, department head from Charles Drew University in Los Angeles. You're a heart guy. Is there a direct correlation between money stress and your physical health? I mean, if one is not in order, does it affect the other and vice versa?
Yes. You'll find that your physical health and your personal finance are directly related. So poor your finances, you have poor health. As your finances increase, your physical health increases. And likewise, with physical health, if you have poor physical health, you have some tremendous drain on your finances, and that your net worth is low. So those who have poor health have low net worth. As you increase your physical health, the net worths are generally higher. And there are, in terms of disease, particularly both chronic and acute diseases, if you are doing things, you have bad health habits, which will lead to chronic disease, you will find that it will tremendously decrease your net worth and have a drain on your finances that you would not have the quality of life that you could have. There are generally seven habits that are related to the highest morbidity and mortality in our country. And
okay.
Just a few of those is like smoking. If you smoke, you're at risk of developing chronic disease, and as a result of that, it has a tremendous drain on your finances.
Makes sense. Dr. Frederick W. James is our guest today. The book is Spend, Don't Save, and I love the way the book starts. First sentence, right off the bat in the introduction, many things in life are more important than money. Just about all of them cost money. If you want more of these things in your life than you have right now, I think this book might just be for you. It's Spend, Don't Save, How to Improve Your Financial and Physical Health by Power Spending. Dr. Frederick W. James is our guest. And by the way, if you stop by his website, frederickwjames.com, you've got a free ebook on the website. What is that free ebook all about?
Well, it is to introduce you to the steps by which you can take control of your finances. Begin to approach things in the direction of this book, you can see a change in your finances, your net worth, and even in your sense of well-being. May I make this comment, Bert? The spend, don't save does not only limit itself to money. It's a primary part of it, but it is your total resources, your time, your energy, or your efforts, and your money. The basic concept of spending and not saving and doing power spending works to your advantage in all three of those domains.
Fair enough. Frederick W. James, M.D., is the author of Spend, Don't Save, How to Improve Your Financial and Physical Health by Power Spending. You can find out more about the book at frederickwjames.com. It's available at bookstores everywhere, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, wherever great books are sold. Frederick W. James, our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. Thank you so much for listening wherever you are in the world, and a special hello to our troops overseas listening in on the Internet today. Thanks for being here. Thank you for listening. In Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, I'm Burke Allen. Have a great day.